Welcome. You're listening to Now That You Ask, curious answers to life's persistent questions as seen through the eyes of Akasha Halsey. That would be me. I'll be your host and guide as we settle in for a few minutes of the unexpected that may bring about your own questions and maybe even some answers too. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's get started with the show. Finding my way. I've been going through something for a few weeks, feeling sad and overwhelmed. Not depressed, just out of joy. Stuck somewhere I can't put my finger on, feeling separated from myself. I limit the news I hear, but I can't and I don't want to limit hearing from my friends. Sometimes, these days, their news isn't particularly good, and that's when I realize that I have lost my bandwidth to deal with life. This has happened before, when I had cancer, and after a few weeks, I finally come to the realization that that's what I'm dealing with again. Not that this gave me any relief or provided any solutions, but it is familiar, and I did survive it before, so there's that. I also realized I had slipped into an anxiety that seemed to be taking over my life. That's not me, not the way I roll, so I tried something I'm loath to do and consider a last resort. I called a friend and talked about my feelings. Not just the ones swirling around on the surface. Those ones deep inside I was afraid and ashamed to admit that I had. Here's what I noticed first. I almost couldn't stop talking. Once I let myself say some of the things I didn't want to say, more things kept showing up. Admissions spewed out like a volcano releasing pent-up steam. Shame flickered at the edges of what I heard myself say, but I kept on going, on and on it seemed, until I took a breath and stopped. I felt in an altered state that included not being able to take anything back I had said, no matter how unflattering. Secondly, I noticed I was getting gentle affirmations of all my feelings with no attempt at solutions. I cannot tell you how necessary that felt, how soothing. I had a feeling of unburdening myself, immediately followed by guilt at laying all this at my friend's feet. But also, and I think this is really important, there was a voice in my head that was almost shouting, "Good work. You need and want this." Even though I felt naked and vulnerable, I also felt held with love. I felt no need to be other than exactly who I was being right then. I didn't really know what to do with that feeling. So I called my mentor in a program I've been in for years. He said, "Come on over and we'll talk this through." Talking about these feelings on the phone is one thing. Doing them face to face is another. But I went and we talked. Me about my current inability to deal with life, and she about where she looked for help when she was faced with similar thoughts. I immediately thought, well, she's on the wrong track. She was suggesting something that, well, it wasn't true for me, but then an idea sprang up in the back of my mind that felt like a spinoff of what she was saying, and I knew the next morning I could go to a place where I could talk about some of these things in a meeting and know I would be understood. Feeling a bit overwhelmed with all this focus on myself, I went to the gym to get a workout for my body. Those who know me might be shocked to hear me say that, but I am finding that at certain times, going to the gym and engaging my body in doing something that feels hard but is always satisfying when it's done is just what I need. I don't like to talk about this too much in case this is just a passing fancy and I go back to my old couch potato days, but I have to admit, this new technique has given me a lot more than I thought it would. That night, I slept for 10 hours, not a normal occurrence. I had a dream that I was visiting a family, one of whose members passed away while I was there. The matriarch of the family said all the other family members had to die in honor of the one who was gone, and that since I was visiting them, I had to do the same thing. I faced this woman until we were mere inches from each other and said clearly, "No." We stared at one another for it seemed like a long time, and then I woke up. Is this bizarre? Well, yeah, it is. Is it exactly what I needed? That too. This was the final piece to help me find my way out and into my life again. It came to me courtesy of my guides, who will always show up when I ask for help, even when I do that without knowing that I've done it. This is not my usual podcast, I know, but I couldn't be true to myself if I didn't admit I totally got lost in the weeds, just as I imagine all of us do at one time or another. I never like anybody to know I do that. I prefer people to think I live a charmed life. I actually do believe I live a charmed life, but that doesn't mean it's without doubt or stress or insecurity. I rarely talk about this aspect because I find looking for things to be grateful for easier and actually helpful. But sometimes there's just no way around noticing that I'm completely out of sync with myself and I need to do something about that. I learned many things from this time of overwhelm. One, I can count on my friends to hear me out and still care about me. Two, I can count on myself to go to those people even if it is as a last resort. Three, things always change, sometimes rapidly and unexpectedly, something I hope I do remember. Four, I need help are very important and hard words for me to say to myself and those people I know will stop and listen. And five, how grateful am I that I get to give myself the time and have the strength to go where I need to go? This is absolutely fabulous when I stop and think about it. Just this morning, I was listening to David White recite his poetry, letting myself hear his own thoughts on shame, and crying with relief at knowing another person has these same moments. He quoted W.B. Yeats, who said, "The world is full of magic things, patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper." And I knew then that I was now on a much different path forward. Thank you for listening to Now That You Ask. I hope you found this episode insightful and perhaps entertaining too. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate and review it on iTunes. If you didn't like the show, well, I guess you just lost a few minutes of your life. But you might want to try another one. They're all really different. You can also listen to past episodes and subscribe to email updates on NowThatYouAskPodcast.com. Bye-bye for now.